It's one thing when your own life is in danger. What about your kids? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When Christian families are staying in Syria for the sake of the gospel, how can we pray with them? Well, we spoke with a Syrian believer to find out. And then you'll also hear today from a ministry director who shares some tips on making sure that your next short-term mission trip is effective. We're talking about how you can be part of the Great Commission today. We'll start in Syria, where last week the rebels in Aleppo launched a new offensive against Syrian forces to control parts of the city. Now, neither sides are following the humanitarian guidelines, and over 30 civilians were killed in that action. Today, we're highlighting Syria as we approach the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on Sunday, November 6th. Brother John, a Syrian Christian and ministry partner with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, shared with us the humbling perspective of believers in Syria who stay literally in the crosshairs of danger and persecution.
I was talking to one of the pastors, leaders in one of those nations. His son was attacked. His bullet flew right through his neck. His another son as well under threat. He has a young daughter. And I told them, why are you still there in Aleppo and serving among this? Why don't you take your family and rescue them? And he said, if I say Jesus is the ultimate example and he died for me, I'm willing to put my life on the line like my ultimate example, Christ, for others to know Christ. Of course, there is death, but also the beautiful image of the resurrection of people and to know Jesus Christ. That's why they stay and that's why they remain inside Syria.
Brother John's asking us to pray as the believers in Syria do.
Pray, Lord, let your will be done. He is showing in the midst of hardship and he's bringing our people to know him. And this is this beautiful image of today of the church in Syria.
The open persecution of Christians is less in Turkey, now home to millions of believers from places like Iran and Syria. But the opposition to the gospel is growing. According to a recent Gatestone report, over 100 Christian leaders were forced out of Turkey and banned. Rising persecution isn't stopping deaf believers, though. Door International's Rob Myers.
And they're actually used to persecution in one sense or another. Many of them have grown up in conditions where they're considered a curse. They are marginalized or disenfranchised. Once they find their identity in Christ and they find their identity in who God's made them to be, they can be fearless witnesses for him. And in that bold stance, they're actually winning not just other deaf people to Christ, but they're also winning hearing people to Christ who see that boldness.
Door teaches deaf Christians how to share the gospel and plant churches.
Deaf people actually can be empowered. God's given them gifts in the same way that he's given all believers gifts.
You can visit us online at missionnews.org to learn more. And
please pray for deaf people worldwide. And this is a spiritual battle. Anytime an organization is working to fulfill the Great Commission, going and making disciples of all of the nations, that's something that the enemy wants to strongly come against.
And finally, churches are gearing up to send mission teams to the West Indies and parts of the USA in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. But what do you need to know before you pack your bags? Brian Veen with Kids Alive International offers some sound advice for the hard questions to ask before saying yes to serving. First, he suggests that you check out Charity Navigator to see what scores they get as a ministry for dependability and responsibility. The other thing is to check their program history in the area. I mean, are they really making a difference? Veen says finding an organization that's doing long-term ministry in a country is essential.
By using an organization that has a long-term ministry, you know that what you're doing is going to have a long-term effect, even after you leave. It's not just a vacation Bible school in a community, but it's part of a program where an organization is running a ministry in that community, providing a lasting impact.
Working with an organization that has a long-term focus frees a church mission team to focus rightly on the needs at hand. Kids Alive sends mission teams to 7 different countries. You can learn more at missionnews.org. So, thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.